It's a pretty nice feeling now, I have to say. You know, to become the NABF middleweight champion, it's a very prestigious belt, you know, and it's a great one to have on the record now to move forward in my career. And you know, as I was saying in interviews and everything after my fight there tonight, you know, a man coming from Baba Faye in Donegal to selling out the Fantasy Springs Resort Event Center here in California, you know, it's a pretty much a dream come true for me, you know. And you know, I'm delighted now looking back that, you know, I have accomplished that and I have went on and did what I set out to do, you know. But this is only the start for me. This is just a stepping stone for me, and you know, it's great to get the victory, get the one, and it's just time to sit back, relax now, and enjoy the victory and enjoy the belt.
Let's just look at the fights. Tapia was certainly a stubborn opponent for you last night.
Yeah, you know, I knew that coming into the fight. You know, I knew he was a great opponent. You know, he's fought former world champions, and you know, he's had 26 professional fights with 23 wins, and all his defeats have came to world class opposition. You know, so for me to get onto that stage now as well, and to be another name that has beat him, you know, that's great for me. I felt very comfortable in the fight, you know, in the first, second, third round. You know, I felt in control, and I felt like it was going to be an early night. I was going to stop him, you know. And you know, in the second round, then I kind of hurt my hand a little bit, and I couldn't really throw my right hand, the shot that was hurting him. After the end of the second round, I hit him with a left hook, and he did a dance on his way back into the corner, and it wasn't an intentional dance. His legs were gone. You know, I wish I had had another few seconds to land a few more on him to get the job done. But you know, this is boxing, and you know, this was vital for me tonight. This was a great learner for me. It was a graduation for me tonight, you know, to get in there to go the 10 rounds with a top quality opponent, to lift my, you know, this was my first main event live on ESPN, my first title fight against a quality opposition. You know, I'm very grateful for the victory and for the performance. You know, out of 10, I would rate myself maybe a 6.5 or 7, you know, with the hand injury and everything like that, you know. But it was a great night. I'm delighted, and I'm looking forward to bringing that belt back to the hills of Donegal.
Did it put you off your game plan then when you hurt the hand, Jason? Did you have to alter things in there, because you went the bulk of the fight, 8 rounds then, with that injury?
Yeah, you know, it was, they were calling me the one-handed bandit after the fight. My team was, because they knew, you know, after the second round that all I was really using was my left hand. You know, and every time I went to throw the right hand, I felt like crying every time I landed it, because it was just cracking it up. So I was, you know, and as I says, you know, before in different interviews, you know, I'm a universal fighter. I was very controlled. I was very comfortable. The game plan was working perfect. You know, we were landing heavy shots. I came into my corner after the second round, and my coach Manny was just like, okay, the knockout's going to come, just let it come, don't go looking for it, you know, because I was landing heavy shots. I was hurting him, you know, his legs were buckling, the blood was running out of him after the first round. I felt very controlled, everything was going to plan, you know. And this was great experience also, you know, that I did deal with the injury, the hand injury in the second round. Hurt the hand, so I had to change my game plan. I had to get on my bike. I had to start boxing smartly, using my jab. I wasn't really able to throw power shots because of the sore hand. And, you know, I outboxed him for the rest of the fight.
Each fight in your professional career has been a different challenge, but it's been a different week for Jason Quigley, because you were the headline act. You were going for a title. Have you learned more about yourself this week and how to handle big situations, Jason?
You know, as I says, you know, it's all about keeping it simple. You know, the stage might change, the fans, the crowds, the TV, everything like that might come on board a lot more and everything, but nothing changes. You know, you get in there, you perform, you do your best, and that's what I did tonight. You know, I didn't let the whole excitement of me selling out this venue over here in California, you know, live on national television over here in America, Australia, and a lot of other countries all over the world on ESPN. You know, I can't let that kind of stuff get to me. I'm a professional fighter now. I have to concentrate on performing and doing well. And, you know, that's exactly what I did tonight. You know, I had to stay focused. I had to keep my calm once I got the injury. I had to stay controlled, and I had to stay focused, and I had to take it one round at a time. You know, because Tapia is a dangerous fighter. He's a big puncher, you know, and I couldn't let my guard down and let him in with anything.
Obviously, Jason, you're going to enjoy this one tonight. The hand injury is going to be a problem, I'm sure, for the next couple of weeks. And I know it's just hours after lifting this title, but people already this morning here will be talking about what's next for Jason Quigley. What's going to be the next step here then, Jason?
The next step now is, you know, just to sit back. This has been a long training camp. I've been training since the first week in January for this fight. You know, it's been a long, hard training camp. And it's been a tough 10 rounds tonight. And at the end of the day, I came away with a belt. So now is the time you sit back, you relax, you enjoy this moment, you embrace it, you take everything in for the next few days, and then you go back to work again. You go back to going back. There was a lot of mistakes made tonight also, you know what I mean? It wasn't a perfect performance by me. I could have been a lot better, and I know that myself. You know, so we're going to sit back and we're going to go back to my coaches. We're going to go back to the gym. We're going to go over things and see what we can improve and what we can make better for future fights. You know, but right now I don't think that far ahead. You know, I'm going to go back and I'm going to enjoy this victory now tonight. I'm going to enjoy myself and take it all in.
Yeah, but what we do know, Jason, with you now becoming a belt holder, there's bigger fights on the horizon because there's higher ranked boxers now. We'll be watching out for Jason Quigley.
Yes, of course. You know, this belt now has put me into all the world rankings. You know, all the national or all the world governing body rankings. I'm going to be ranked now in all the divisions at middleweight with this belt. You know, I was already number 10 in the world with the WBA. This is the NABF middleweight belt that's sanctioned by the WBC world title. You know, so I'm going to be in now all the rankings. And, of course, my name's going to be out there more. There's going to be people now wanting to take this belt off me. You know what I mean? But, you know, I'm a Donegal man. I'm not going to let no man take nothing off me too easy. So the future's exciting. The future's bright. And, you know, I'm just very proud and I'm very honoured to be taking this belt back to my home county of Donegal.
Well, Jason, many thanks for taking the call so quickly after the fight. And once again, from everybody here in Donegal this morning, many, many congratulations and fully deserving of becoming a professional boxing champion, NABF middleweight title holder. Well done, Jason.
I appreciate it. Thanks for having me, lads. And I'll maybe drop in and take the belt in and show you all whenever I get back.
Yeah, you'll be more than welcome. Take care, Jason.
Top class. Thanks for having me. Chatties later, lads. Good luck.